All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Anoush Zamarodi. This week, tracking people down. The specifics of a secret government program called PRISM are still being uncovered, but we learned last week that for the past 6 years, the National Security Agency has been collecting people's emails, photos, and videos from companies like Google, Apple, and Facebook. Disconcerting, to say the least. So what if you didn't want to be tracked digitally? Is it even possible to throw someone off your trail and disappear? That's what I asked New Yorker Frank Ahern. Frank was a skip tracer, a sort of detective who hunted down people who'd skipped town. When the internet happened, he flipped his business and started helping people disappear. Tough to do when nothing online ever really gets deleted.
You really can't, quote, disappear from the internet because you don't own the information. Somebody else owns the site or the blogs, okay? My technique would use deception pretty much and kind of delete the information I can, okay? Delete the Facebook, the MySpace, the Twitter. But let me just backtrack a second. There's a problem with that. Just because you delete it online doesn't mean it doesn't exist in the company itself. And we don't know in a year from now or 2 years from now whether that information comes alive again because most people don't read the terms of service. So Facebook says, yeah, well, you can delete it online, but you've given them permission to use your information. And so we don't know where it's going to be in 2 years from now. So you may be able to delete your personal media and things you got control of, but everything else you don't have control of. The problem also is the internet has become, your information's gold, okay? And newspapers, radio shows, everything, they're all putting their information online today. And there might be that thing you did 5 years ago or 10 years ago, that DUI, you know, that drunken, stupid thing you did in a bar and got arrested for, or whatever it may be.
How did you know?
I've been looking. So these are some of the problems. So you really can't delete or disappear, but you can deceive.
You must have a lot of stories, Frank. Can you give me one of someone who asked you to do this for them? And why? I mean, just the story of why they needed you is so interesting.
Well, about two years ago, a guy is surfing the net, okay? Lives in like a Connecticut-type place, white collar, WASP, whatnot. And he sees online a porn movie he was involved in college, okay? Totally freaks out. I mean, he's not that person anymore. He has a decent life. So he contacted me and says, listen, I got a problem. My problem is this thing just surfaced after 20 years. And the thing is, the cover of the box, okay, has his photo on it from when he was like in college. So here's what I did. I built a website as a photographer and I put all these pictures up there, right? And I emailed the website that was selling the video. Mm-hmm. And I explained to them that that photo was copyright protected and I own the copyright. I mean, I totally lied, okay? I know you find that shocking. So, but it was easier for them to just take down the photo than to search for the ownership, okay? And so what happened is I then started creating these entities, and I created this one particular entity in Cincinnati, Ohio, who used my client's name, and he was a total porn freak. And he took credit for being in this porn movie 20 years ago.
Gladly.
Exactly. So I have this fake entity who writes about porn, writes about college porn. So when you put my client's name in Google, Yahoo, you're going to see my client, but then you see this freaky guy in Cincinnati, and you're going to believe the video is him, not my client. And
wow.
That's kind of how you do it.
And how much did he pay for that?
A lot.
You can learn how to disappear in real life, too, something the man behind those government leaks might be considering right about now. You and Edward Snowden should go to newtechcity.org to hear more of my interview with Frank Ahern. Collecting our personal information is key to many tech businesses. Some of them want to help people by tracking them with new kinds of sensors and monitors. New Tech City's editor Charlie Herman recently went to see some of the cutting-edge concepts AT&T Labs is cooking up here in New York.
On the outside, AT&T's building is an uninteresting windowless office in Lower Manhattan. But on this day, inside, it's like a science fair for adults.
This is what we call a smart slipper.
Carrie Hansen is showing off new uses for wireless sensors.
It's built right into this, what we call a thin sole. It's in the pad of the foot, the center, and in the heel. So if you think about it, each time you walk, you're stepping down and you're rolling across your foot in a certain way. So you have a certain pattern, and those patterns are recognizable. And we can process that information to understand if people are walking normally, if they're walking the way they usually walk, or if they're acting dizzy or acting wobbly, and alert them that they maybe need to take a break and sit down.
She's also working on sensors that analyze air quality.
Certain people can get asthma attacks triggered by volatile organics.
And she's exploring ways we can monitor our homes and families remotely.
I've got two parents, 85-year-old, in Minnesota, right? I'd like to know if the temperature in their apartment drops below 60 degrees, something's wrong. I want to know that right away. Or are they not moving around that day?
At this innovation showcase, there's also demos of visual searching. Think Shazam, but for images and pictures. There's also biometric authentication software. Say, for example, you want to access your bank account online. You'll get a text, and you'll have to then read aloud a sentence, and then software will confirm that it's actually you. But as is the case with any new technology, consumers will have to balance maintaining their privacy with access to tools that could improve their lives.
What we're really looking for is like peace of mind, better outcomes, peace of mind. And these are the kinds of devices that you could put together to create solutions for those kind of use cases.
For WNYC, I'm Charlie Herman.
From slippers with sensors to monitoring our emails in the name of national security, where do you come down on digital privacy? Mark your sentiment on WNYC's Surveillance Sentiment Grid. You can check it out at WNYC.org, and you might be surprised at how most people feel. I'm Anoush Zamarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.